Your On The Mark podcast is loading now. The On The Mark podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Kevin is tooling around the area in another great Sunbury Motors vehicle this week.
Yeah, I've been enjoying the Hyundai Tucson Sport. The 2016 Tucson Sport has the automatic lift gate. You can hit it from the driver's seat. You can actually just touch the release on the back hatch, or you can actually use it on the key fob, and it will just slide right up. You can adjust it whatever height you need it to be. So if you're a little shorter, you need it to be a little lower. You can adjust it to that setting. If it needs to be a little higher, you can adjust it to that, just so you can reach up and hit the button and close the back end automatically. One of the great features of the 2016 Hyundai Tucson, with gas mileage in the upper 20s for an all-wheel drive sport. That's pretty impressive when you're looking at 29 miles of the gallon tooling around town. Find out more at Sunbury Motors Hyundai. You'll find them in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury. Lots of great Hyundai lease deals going on right now, and some cash back as well.
That's why they don't give Dave Ritchie a chance.
You know what? There's enough room in there that he could adjust it higher, and Chief would not have to duck when he gets in.
Perfect. Be a great spokesperson for them.
He does a great job.
Oh, wait. That would take away your... I'm sorry. This is one of those moments where you used to say, I'm standing here in the room.
I'm still here.
All right.
Hey, by the way, I did post your question that you were asked last hour on our stevejonesshow.com website. So if you can't call in and you'd like to answer Steve's question on where you find your sports information, you can go online to stevejonesshow.com and answer our unscientific poll.
Unscientific.
Yes, I think legally I have to admit that it is an unscientific poll.
Okay. So, here's the deal. What do you use to get your sports news? Is it ESPN? Is it an ESPN app? Is it CBS Sports Line, which Kevin is contractually obligated to? Is it what? Did I say something wrong?
No. I think the radio station is contractually obligated to mention CBS Sports.
Yes, no, but like you have to. It's like your like mission in life.
I like CBS Sports Line.
So do I. I have them on there. Is it a specialty website? Blue White Illustrated, Fight on State, 24/7 Sports, their message boards. Is it the radio? Is it TV, local TV, national TV, ESPN, whatever it happens to be? Specialty network like MLB Network, NFL Network, Big Ten Network, Golf Channel. Is it primarily your phone? Remember, a lot of you are into fantasy sports. So you're checking up on scores. Okay, so give us a call, 800-795-9565. Where do you get your sports news from? And this was inspired by a conversation Larry King was having with Christopher Russo yesterday on Mad Dog Radio. And they got around to Mike Lupica's situation at the Daily News in New York. He might be let go, which is not uncommon among columnists in the country. And you know, you were there someplace, you make some cash, you get a little bump here, bump there, bump here, bump there. Suddenly they think you're too expensive for them to keep. And Larry King was saying is how much he loves the crisp feel of a newspaper. He's got to read his L.A. Times, got to read his New York Times. I mean, that's the way I always have, you know, I was most of my life, okay? So where do you get yours from? Do you get it from a certain, like a certain series of websites on the internet? Whatever. Give us a call, 800-795-9565. I'd love to know. Let's get into also, as we, as, anytime you want to jump in on that, because I'm really interested to find out, you know, it could be Twitter. You may get it on Twitter. Social media may be your news outlet that at least gets you started, like, oh, okay, I have an alert. And I look at the tweet I just got. I'm going to go check and see, you know, what else is there. College football players are banned from using the college version of DraftKings FanDuel. If they do use it, they are banned for one season. But I believe they can do it if they wish, if they want to do pro sports. They can. Now, this does match up with players within the league. For example, Major League Baseball players. DraftKings is an official sponsor. MLB players, though, cannot. Participate. I was referred to this as soft gambling. ESPN, I want to go to College Game Day for a moment. College Game Day, and this is going to be connected into DraftKings and into how you get your sports news. So everything's really tied together here. I am really taken aback by the direction College Game Day has gone in. I've always felt that that was the, you know, Kevin says, do you watch any pregame shows? And I said, I don't watch any pregame shows. But I'll watch College Game Day. And same thing with college basketball. I watch college, kind of get up to date on everything that's going on. This has nothing to do with personnel. It has nothing to do with Reese Davis, Kirk Herbstreit, Lee Corso, Desmond Howard, David Pollock, Samantha Ponder, or Gene Wojciechowski or Tom Rinaldi. It has nothing to do with the personnel. The personnel who delivers all of this, they do a fine job. They do a fine job. Chris Fowler was infallible on this show for, I don't know, what, decade and a half, two decades. He did it, whatever. And he, you know, that's a hard show to do. Yeah, you know, you got all the fans around you, the whole deal. You have to kind of stick within the confines of the direction of the show. It's, you know, he did it so with such ease, he made you think his job was easy when it was 180 of that. That's how good Chris Fowler was at this. And Reese Davis, by the way, is the same way. But it is the editorial direction of the show that really has become bothersome. And what ESPN has been doing with college football. For some reason, an individual sat down this summer and said, we're going to do, on the bottom line, cover alerts on games. Cover alerts? Just tell me the score. I'm going to assume the fan is smart enough to know that they've got, if they have money on the game, whether that 5-point lead is what they hope for or not. After 1 week, cover alerts had to be dropped. After 1 week, cover alerts had to be dropped. Two, I brought up this about signs yesterday, the day before, maybe on Monday. The signs that were there. As you do the show in a live setting, you cannot help what signage is behind you. You're encouraging people to make signs, put them out there, and the whole thing. And it looks great on TV, the number of signs and excitement. The Washington State flag is always there and so forth. But where they fail were the signs they put on TV this week. One about, quote, how easy Ole Miss girls happen to be. And I can't remember the exact verbiage, which was disgusting. And then one about Gus Malzahn faking a heart attack and going to the Big Ten, which obviously is a reference to Urban Meyer. That's disgusting. Now, you can't help it if those signs are in the background. The difference is that you have camera people who, when it came time for the signage segment, specifically picked them out as their shot. And then you had someone in the truck, the director, say, great, you know, instead of saying, no, find me something else, said, that's great, we're using that, and went with each one of them. So there are two checks. Each one of them went the wrong way. And again, they had to come out and apologize for that this week. You now have a show where they come out and they have point spreads on games. Maybe that's realistic, maybe it's not. But they have point spreads on games, and then they've got their researcher, the Bear, telling you where he wants to put his money on games based on the point spread. Now, maybe I'm into too much ideology here, which is a distinct possibility. But can't you just give me information and talk about the games? Do some features? Talk about matchups? Why somebody might, to me, like the entire thing, I realize the money part and the point spread part and the fantasy part is really big. I understand that. To get you interested, I just care about who wins and loses the games. Can't keep it that simple? I know you've gone from 2 hours to 3 hours, which is 1 hour too long. But some sort of philosophy hijacked that show. Where I and then last week, I know you're doing a game between Ole Miss and Alabama, and that's your feature game, and that's where game day is. So I get talk on the SEC completely. SEC's been the gold standard for years in college football. Totally understand that. But the impression I got in watching it was the show was so heavily dominated by the SEC. What about the rest of us out there? All of us don't live in the South. Imagine the ACC. In terms of area and population, the ACC as a conference actually has more people living within the confines of their footprint than any other in the country. They don't get any run outside of Florida State. Maybe it was a little Nebraska, Miami this week. That was it. And now as a sports news source, I don't want to watch it. I'll watch games, but I don't want to watch it. Now, maybe, if I'm in the minority here, tell me right away at 800-795-9565. But that's not my thought when it comes to the direction I want to see the show go in. I don't care about point spreads. You might because you might put money on it. I respect that. You might like the Bears segments. I don't. Does nothing for me. It's unless he has some slice of useful information, I could sit there and go, oh, okay, that's something I didn't know before. He's told me nothing over time that I didn't already know. And to me, a really good analyst is one that tells you something, makes you feel like you know a lot more about the game when it's over with. I've got that in Jack Ham. I don't have that looking at this set. Herb Street's really good. But I don't know. What do you think? 800-795-9565. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Attention car buyers. If you've been waiting for a deal of a lifetime, the time is now. During the month of September, take advantage of savings like never before. Sunbury Motors Hyundai has special purchase deals. New cars at certified used prices. That's right, brand new 2014 Hyundai blowouts with full warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. Buy a Hyundai Sonata 2.0 Limited with over $9,000 in savings. Or a Hyundai Genesis R-Spec sedan, an unbelievable $14,000 off. Or a Hyundai Elantra GT, $7,300 in savings. We only have five of these cars left with over $48,000 in savings. And it is only at the official sponsor of Great Cars at Great Prices, Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury. Or online at sunburymotors.com.
I don't know. I just like what you got. 24-hour sports channel, and I don't know. I don't like the direction they're going in, but that's just me. I think they had something really, really good going. I think they've heard it. So, DeMarco Murray pull hamstring. Let's see. LeSean McCoy still not practicing with the Bills. Cam Chancellor's ended his holdout. Rungar, whatever the heck his name is not. What's that dude's name again? The big Viking?
Ragnar?
Ragnar. Still holding out. Cam Chancellor back. Now, the difference between Ragnar and Cam Chancellor is that Cam Chancellor actually affects winning and losing. Ragnar, no. Has no effect on anything. So,
$20,000 a game.
He gets $1,500 right now.
$1,500 plus expenses, or...
Probably plus gas for the motorcycle. The Steelers are 3-for-3 in 2-point tries in the NFL's first season of extra points attempted from the 15-yard line. They are the first team in 17 years to make a 2-pointer in the first quarter of a game. How about that?
Listen, as well as they go for two, I have no problems with it because I'm not overly convinced on the extra point being a successful one or any field goal for that matter.
Well, here, let's see, 2-point conversions. In 2014, extra points were 139 of 140 in the opening 2 weeks. 2-point conversions were 4-for-11. 146 of 155, 94%. 9 extra points missed in the opening 2 weeks of the season. Last year, there were 8 total missed extra points in the NFL. There have been 9 in 2 weeks. Thus, going for 2 points, teams are 8 of 15 this year in 2-point conversions, 53%. And the Steelers are 3-of-3.
Well, see, I think the bigger issue is not the fact that Steelers wanted to go for two because they felt the percentages were better. I think it's the fact that Scobie's missed two field goals and an extra point in two games right now. So I think they are feeling that the odds of going for two are actually better for them, not just in the NFL.
You're just a hater. You're just a Josh Scobie hater.
Gave up a draft pick. Better be better than this.
Well, I'd just like to point out that, you know, you kickers don't go into camp in shape, and that's what you get.
Well, you score touchdowns, you don't need kickers. And two-point conversions are actually better than extra points. So, by the way, I love the fact that the extra point was moved back. I know some people hate it. I absolutely love it. I actually care about the extra point now.
I'm still in the kitchen.
No, I actually care about the extra point. And again, if you're a Steeler fan, I think the old extra point would still be questionable right now.
You're just a hater.
I'm just realistic.
No, you just overreact to everything your team does. Just remarkable.
Two field goals, extra point, traded to get him. I'm starting to think an indoor kicker would have been better.
What do you think of the Dolphins extra point, two-point thing so far?
I don't know. I haven't watched the Dolphins.
It's so easy to make a point.
I'm worried about my team, not the Dolphins.
They may beat you out for the playoffs.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Well, we just had another one of those moments.
I didn't have a moment.
Oh, you lost it. You melted down. Sad. I said, I feel bad for Scrap. He lost Miles Jack for the season. He texted me about it yesterday. I thought, oh, brother, because he can really play. And Kevin says to me, who's Scrap?
I honestly did not know his nickname, okay? I didn't. We're not that tight.
All right. I admit I've known him for 38 years. So, I said, he's the defensive coordinator at UCLA. So I know he's at UCLA. Do you follow sports?
That's on the left coast. I can't stay up that late.
There's a left coast team coming in this week.
I can't stay up that late.
You're too busy gambling.
Too busy yelling about kickers.
You're trying to sign Matt Barr now.
Is he still available?
Sure he is.
All right. Now, you know his Wikipedia page, though, has his nickname as Scrap.
It does?
Yeah.
Of course it does. That's his nickname. That's what we all call him.
I call him Tommy or
I call him Scrap. It doesn't matter.
How did Scrap come about?
Because when he was playing here, he's on special teams, and his nickname was Scrap Iron.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, you know, it. Bradley was given the nickname by teammate John Dunn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, offensive lineman. He was a guard. Yeah. That's a tough blow. He has now lost a starter at each of the three levels at UCLA. We're right in the thick of this Final Four thing, too. They're going to get a little bit of run in all this. I have to explain every level of this to you. Every level. This is Dave in Sunbury. Hey, Dave.
Hi, Steve.
Dave, I don't know where to go sometimes.
Well, I was wondering if he was texting Minnesota about that mascot job.
I don't know. $1,500 a game is an awful lot of money.
Well, I thought it was going up to two, man.
I don't know. $1,500 a game to ride out on a motorcycle and wear a helmet with horns, that's not a bad gig.
Well, take the new offer. I heard it was $2,000.
I just want to tell you right now, Kevin, that's you.
That's not a bad gig.
That's you. Fake beard, wearing Viking horns on a motorcycle.
You know what? I'll even grow a longer beard for that job.
And Drew Kelly and I will pay airfare.
And maybe they won't even pay that, too.
I don't know, 1500. Well, maybe they're willing to negotiate 1500, you know, plus expenses. Travel expenses.
Ragnar was already getting 1500.
Yeah. But that'll put him up to two, Steve.
Well, I would, you know, you would be great. This is you. I mean, first of all, you fit the profile. And we just have to go over to the card and party store and get you like a fake Halloween beard or something.
No, don't they have
put
them
the
down
helmet
on
with helmet with the helmet with the horns on and put you on a Harley?
Hey, they got that kind of stuff at the costume shop on Market Street.
Absolutely, Kevin. This is you. This is your moment.
I do get a little itchy in fur. That might be a problem.
Well, you only got to do it so many hours a day, man.
For $2,000 a shot, something tells me you could buy talcum powder.
Yeah, lots of powder, right?
Maybe that would be covered under expenses.
Expenses? You're already getting $2,000 per. What are the expenses for?
Let's see. Oh, by the way, I did read that the Philly Fanatic could be at your wedding for $600 an hour.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Well, you can do him too while you're at it.
No. That's there's a lot of training to be the Fanatic. I don't think I could go through that much training.
For all you know, Ragnar does more than you think.
Yeah, built by misfits, whatever, right?
So, in other words, you want the money, but you don't want to do the work.
No. I said I don't want to follow the Philly Fanatic. I mean, the guy that does the Fanatic right now is extremely talented. I don't want to follow that. Ragnar, I think I can handle that job.
Oh, okay.
Like the San Diego Chicken, I couldn't. No, that's a little out of my league yet. Well.
Oh, okay. Well, getting the more serious.
But Dave, remember, okay,
yeah.
This is the exact statement made by you-know-who.
Yeah.
I said before, I'll say it again, $1,500, I'll dress up like Ragnar or whatever you kind of want me to dress up like. Not going to deny it.
I'm telling you right now.
No, pride has been flushed.
Yeah, 3 years ago when they came up with this show called The Steve Jones Show, that's when it went.
What?
I thought that was insulting,
Dave.
That was
a low blow.
Well, I mean, come on. Your job's to ride Tony and Dave's coattails.
And I do it really well.
and Dick from time to time.
Time to time,
absolutely.
Yeah. For several
years,
that's right.
Absolutely.
There's still
Brian,
way to talk to that fella.
Brian and George and our buddy from Greensburg, Joe, and come on. So what do you got? Dave, you said you had something else.
Well, about the scrap iron.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was doing a fantastic job out at UCLA.
Look, what Jim Mora wanted him to do, in all seriousness, he basically told Tommy, he said, look, Tommy, get me one more stop a half. If you can get me one more stop a half, quote, we'll win games. Now, they've been doing a lot more than that so far.
Well,
and frankly, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. It's just a shame, to be honest, that a lot of good coaches left that program because of what one individual did.
Sure, I mean, there's no question about that. Absolutely thrilled with what they have now, but agree with what you said, yes.
I'll hang up and listen. And thank you, Steve.
Thank, Thank you, Dave. I mean, it sounds to me like you'll go out and basically you'll what you'll do.
I said before, I'll say it again, $1,500, I'll dress up like Ragnar or whatever you kind of want me to dress up like. $1,500 is a lot of money.
No, there are lines in the sand, my man. Now, Ragnar's on one side, okay? But, I wouldn't have left it that open-ended if I were you. Care to amend your statement?
No, I stand behind it. I stand behind it.
You stand behind that statement?
There, for $1,500, it'd be awful tough to say no. Ragnar or whatever you... I said before, I'll say it again, $1,500, I'll dress up like Ragnar or whatever you kind of want me to dress.
Here's the part here where we're at the cliff, and you're about ready to go into the canyon and meet the Colorado River face to face.
Whatever you kind of want me to dress up like.
Okay, that's the part right there.
I said kind of want you to dress up like. Dress up like.
That's because your command is not that great. All right, we'll take a break. I need a break. I can't believe that you would... You got to have some pride. You can't say this.
I said before, I'll say it again, $1,500, I'll dress up like Ragnar or whatever.
Okay, here's the part, okay? You've taken it to the cliff, right? Now it's Acapulco all over again.
Whatever you kind of want me to dress up like.
Really?
It's cash, man.
Hire him for your birthday party. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Think you can't afford a new vehicle?
Sunbury Motors Hyundai says you can! The area's volume Hyundai dealer has 0% for 75 months on 2015 Sonatas with $1,000 in bonus cash savings. Listen to this, a 2015 Hyundai Accent. Buy it for only $178 per month.
That's for a brand new car!
With America's best warranty at 10 years, 100,000 miles. Sunbury Motors Hyundai is your volume Hyundai dealer with new Elantras starting at only $15,911. The best savings of the year on 2015 Hyundai Velosters with 0% for 60 months for current Hyundai owners.
Save over $5,200.
And an unheard of 0% for 60 months on 2015 Hyundai Santa Fe Sports. If you think you can't afford a new vehicle,
we say you can.
Sunbury Motors Hyundai is the official sponsor of
great cars at great prices
in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com.
Payments based on 10% down plus tax and tax. 84 months at 3.25%. See dealer for complete details.
I want money, lots and lots of money. So don't be asking me why. I wanna be rich. Oh, I wanna be rich. Oh, I wanna be rich.
I said before, I'll say it again, $1,500, I'll dress up like Ragnar or whatever you kind of want me to dress up like.
Wow. Wow. All right.
I wanna be rich.
And you stayed in this business?
$600 an hour to be the Philly Fanatic at a wedding or a party? Wow.
Think of it this way, though. He's built that up over time. And because he's built it up over time, he is worth now $600 per.
Oh, no question about it. As a matter of fact, they had a situation where the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Red Barons, when they were a Phillies affiliate, had the Grump. He actually went
to train with the Philly Fanatics so they could be similar.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, that's big.
But he ain't no Ragnar, I'll tell you that.
The dude rides a motorcycle, okay? That's what he does. Simple as that. And guess what? Is as essential to the game as, oh, that's right, not essential to the game. Uh-oh.
I mean, does the Minnesota Vikings, do they have Ragnar Birthday Day like they do in Philadelphia for the Fanatic?
I don't know.
I don't think
this
so.
Guy's, you know, remember, this guy's done it for a long time, so I don't know. This is, I mean, this is not a recent phenomenon. He's done this for a long time. I think he's done this for 20 years, hasn't he?
I read how long he did it, but I don't remember how long it was. I'll have to see if I can find that. I know he's 54 age-wise and makes $1,500 a game, but his deal ended in the offseason.
Okay. All right. Well, that's, yeah. Okay. Cam Chancellor rejoined the Seahawks today. Now, that was a holdout that was worth getting back. All right. Essential to winning. Ragnar, essential to I don't know what.
Was his contract, did he still have a year left on that contract? Is that what the situation
Cam
was?
Cam Chancellor?
Yeah.
Cam Chancellor had 3 years left.
Okay. See, I have a little bit of an issue with that of holding out when you have multiple years on your contract. Now, if your contract's up and you're renegotiating something and you want to hold out, I'm fine with that. But you have a contract already existing. Why are you holding out for more money when you signed a contract saying, I'll play for this?
I agree. I completely agree. What happened was he signed his contract before they renegotiated Sherman, Earl Thomas, and Russell Wilson.
That's like buying something and seeing the price go down and saying, I'm sorry, can I return this and have the regular price, have that price? I know I've had it for 3 years, but I want the lower price that you're selling it for now.
No, I absolutely agree with you. I think what he did with his holding out was wrong. I completely agree with that. He signed a contract. So since you signed a contract, you have to honor it. As far as I'm concerned, you need to honor that contract.
Now, when you're holding out, do you still get paid per game the way you would if you were actually playing per your contract?
Yeah, you're not showing up, so no. It's... Yeah, that's... I don't quite get why... You know, I understand he's upset with it, but just because he's upset with it doesn't mean... You know?
Well, I don't mind if he went to the organization and said, "Hey, you know, I'd like to look at my contract again. Are you willing to maybe change what you're paying me for the next couple of years of the contract?" And if the answer is no, then I think you can play out the contract. If the answer is yes, then that shows good faith by the organization as well. You know, that show that they have interest in you.
I agree with you. I completely agree with you. That's, and it's just, but he's essential to winning. Ragnar? No.
I don't even know if you could say Ragnar actually puts people in the seats. I mean, you might be able to say that with the Fanatic San Diego Chicken, you know.
No, they don't. There isn't a mascot in the world that puts a single person in a seat. Okay? There's no mascot in the world that puts a single person in the seat. They add to the show. But you do not go in there and go, hey, let's go to the Phillies game. Let's see the fanatic. Nobody does that. It's like the food.
No. I did that, but I was like five.
Yeah, but better food adds to the experience. The Philly fanatic adds to the experience. Okay. The music adds to the experience, or it can detract from it, depending. Okay. There is no mascot that has ever sold a single ticket to a game. Ever. None of them have. Philly fanatic, I don't care who you are. But have they made the experience of being at the game more enjoyable as part of the product of it? Absolutely. You think of San Diego, hey, the chicken's going to be at the game today. Let's go. No.
You might be able to say that with, was it Max Patkin, the clown prince of baseball, when he did his minor league tour? He actually would put people in the seats, though.
That's minor league baseball. That's different.
Very true. Very true.
Okay, minor league baseball, for example, like Cowboy Monkey Rodeo comes in. They had 700 standing room. 6,105 people at the Spikes game for Cowboy Monkey Rodeo night. Minor league baseball is different than going to a major league game. Promotions, Max Patkin, people you bring in, that's all part of, it. That's minor league baseball. Minor league baseball is more than just baseball. Major league baseball, they never sold a ticket in their life. Hey, Matt Packin's going to be at the Phillies game tonight. No.
Cowboy Monkey Rodeo, that's monkeys on dogs?
Yes, monkeys on dogs, yes. And they have rams and things like that. It's actually kind of cool. It's really different. People love it. At least people here do. And it's been a major... But minor league baseball is a different animal than major league baseball or the NBA or... I mean, for example... The Phoenix Gorilla makes $200,000 a year as the mascot, okay? But he doesn't sell a single ticket, Kev. None, zero, zip, zilch. People don't say, hey, let's go watch the Gorilla perform. Oh, by the way, there's also a basketball game. No, they go to the Suns game. And by the way, it's really great because the gorilla's a part of what's going on.
But have you ever tried to dunk in a gorilla suit? That's pretty impressive.
Headed toward that cliff again.
I'd do that for $1,500.
Based on what you say, you'd do a lot of things for $1,500.